Jesus' name, I'm headed to a new direction. All things have passed away.
You are tuned in. The word is so real, tell a friend. We're trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low, you can always listen to the words of truth.
For the month of March, we have decree and declare that the month of March is the month of manifestation. There you go. Respond to that. It is the month of manifestation, and we're going to be talking. Actually, our subject for this month is just what our brother Kanaz has played. It is living on top of the world. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this month, about living on top of the world. All right, first scripture I want you to get up is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And I want to give you this scripture because, a matter of fact, some of these scriptures I'm going to give you today, I need you to read them every day. I need you to read them every single day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We can get that on the screen real quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I will tell you this month, I'm going to tell you that this month is going to be loaded with a lot of scriptures because it's the word of God. Amen. Amen. And we just came out of our family series, and now we're going into our month of manifestation. And we started it Wednesday. If you missed out on Wednesday group therapy, I'm telling you. You know, we don't do group therapy on Wednesday just because of tradition, and because it's Wednesday, so we just come to church because it's Wednesday. I'm telling you, it is the teaching that God has downloaded and to me, and that we're pouring. It is going to be life changing. I'm telling you. And because we're going to work this month in positioning you to get to the point that you're getting ready to start living on top of your world. How many of y'all ready to do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Now, it's going to be the highlight of this month right here. The scripture ain't long, but it's powerful. And here it is, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Everybody say it again. We walk by faith, not by sight. Say it again. We walk by faith and not by sight. Where we're getting ready to transition to, if you don't get 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, you're going to be in serious trouble. Because ain't nothing I'm going to preach this month is going to be able to touch you. Because we are now transitioning to faith walkers. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, "I'm becoming a faith walker." And to become a faith walker means you have to ignore everything you see. And we talked about it at group therapy on Wednesday. Okay, let me take a real quick check. Is I got any of my ambassadors here today? And I know some of you said, what do you mean, ambassador? And so let me catch you up to speed. Because in a foreign country, they have what they call an embassy. I remember I asked my granddaughter, Zarendi, I said, "You know what an embassy is?" She said, "Yeah, the hotel you stay in when you go out of town." I said, "No, baby, that's not it. That's an embassy, but that, you know, that's not what Papa talk about, though." But an embassy is territory that's located on a foreign country. It is where diplomats live and ambassadors live. So you can be in Africa living in the embassy, and you are an ambassador. Now, I'm going to tell you what that means. And the United States has them all over the country. They have embassies all over the country. And what that means is that if you live in the embassy, you are still a citizen of the United States. So that means you can be in Africa, foreign country, and everybody around the embassy can be poor. But because you live in the embassy, you're not affected by what's going on outside of the embassy. Because you are an ambassador. And what that means is, no matter where my location at, I am connected by my citizenship. And I can be in a foreign territory and still keep my citizenship because I live in the embassy. Now, you probably say, Pastor, what you're saying? What you need to understand, and I need you to catch this, you are living here, but you are not from here. Oh, come on. Come on. And see, I know you think you're from here because you located here. But where you are right now is an embassy. And you are an ambassador of Christ because your citizenship is from heaven. Tell somebody, I'm from heaven. I'm from heaven. I ain't from Gretna. I'm from heaven. I ain't from Danville. I'm from heaven. I ain't from New Jersey. I ain't from Philadelphia. I'm from, is anybody here from heaven? From? Okay, see, you don't believe that. You don't believe that. So I told you, in order for you to receive what I'm saying, we walk by what? And not by what? Now look, I want you to get Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, because I got to show y'all ain't from here. You still thinking you from here, because you know why? Because we have the tendency to look at where we at and not where we from. You're looking at your position based on where you at, but what you need to start connecting is where you from. And you're from heaven. Tell somebody, I'm from the kingdom. Is your citizenship with the kingdom? So if your citizenship is with the kingdom, you don't have to worry about what's going on in Washington. I'm going to get in trouble while she's getting Jeremiah 1, chapter 5. Let me go and tell you. So they came to me. There were some people came to me, and they was like, they got this DEI thing that just came out this week, you know. They said, you know, you ain't going to be shopping at Walmart and Target and you know, all that. You're gonna do the boycott. That's what they told me. They said, you're going to do the boycott. I said, I will not. You know, I ain't going to Target and Walmart nowhere because I need something. I mean, you know, they're just like, well, you can't eat out nowhere. I'm like, don't buy no gas. They're just like, why you ain't doing the boycott? I said, because I ain't from here. Them y'all's problems. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I said, them y'all's problems. I'm from the kingdom of God. We ain't on no boycott. I don't serve this system. I'm from the kingdom of heaven. And if gas get to be $10 a gallon, and my God shall supply all my earthly needs according to his riches. Where at? Not in Chatham, not in Washington, not in Danville, but in glory. And I'm here to tell you that there's no short of supply in heaven. I wish I had a real church in here right now. Eggs can be $20 a dozen if you want to. And my God shall supply. I told you we got to walk by faith and not by sight. You over there talking, you scared because what's in Washington and who in Washington. I'm not from here. I said, no, I ain't doing no boycott. They said, ain't but 24 hours. I said, you know goodness well what folk gonna do. They're gonna fill their cars up the day before. Not do it that day and go back and get filled back up the day after. I said, and you don't think them people got enough money that they can miss you spending money for one day? I said, no, I ain't doing it. I ain't from here. If I want to go out to eat, I'm going. Y'all boycott. Y'all might be from here, but I ain't. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Look what he says. We ready? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, before I formed thee in the belly. What did he say? He said, I knew who you was. Before you even got in your mama's belly. He said, I already knew you. Before your mom and daddy got together that night or that day, he says, I already knew you. And before thou comes forth out of the womb, he says, I already sanctified you. Y'all ain't getting excited enough. And I adorned thee a prophet unto the nation. Now, how did he know me before he even formed me? Because I was already in heaven. He says, you already had your citizenship card in glory. And you keep thinking, where you from? You trying to tell people, well, this was my drive. It's on my driver's license. I wonder if they'll let me at the DMV change my driver's license to my address is just say heaven. Where you live at? Glory. Where you from? Heaven. Then they said, no, we need a physical. Oh, 548, hi, that's my physical, but that ain't where I'm from. Tell somebody that's not where I'm from. I got to get, and we walk by and not by. Are y'all still with me? We're going to do some on that in a few minutes. I want to show you something, but I had to let you know where you from. He says, before you were even in your mother's belly, I knew exactly who you was. Think about that. He didn't just know you when you got born. He already knew you. And then he says, but even before you came out your mother's womb, he said, I already sanctified you. and I've already ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. God said, I already had to. See, other people had to learn your name. God said, I already knew. I'm the one who dropped it in your parents' spirit on what to name you. I already knew your name was Caleb when you was in heaven. So when your mama said, we're going to name him Caleb, he says, I'm the one who put the name there. God ain't just learning who you are. Tell somebody, he already knew you. So that makes you know right there where your citizenship is from. That's how you know you ain't from here, because he said he already knew you before you got here. So if he already knew you before you got here, he had to know you before you got here, so you had to be somewhere else before you got here. Well, where was you from? Glory. And but see, the thing is, after we got here, we have now became subjective to where we are. We now have allowed where we are to consume us, and now we think like where we are and not where we're from. This is why he says, you are in the world, but you not of the world. See, some of us, you in it and you of it. And if you in it and you of it, then the world becomes your source. But how many know that when you learn where you from, you can be in a situation, but not be affected by the situation because you ain't subject to it? Oh, we ready to think different around here, because we walk by and not by. What's this? All right, let me get this. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. I promise you, I read this scripture right here 100 times. I read it 100 times. It got in my, I'm telling y'all, this Acts 17, 28 got in my spirit so heavy, man. It did something to me. I need y'all to read this, read Acts 17, 28 every day. If you can read it multiple times a day until you get it. Look what it says in Acts 17, 28. For in him we live. Just stop right there. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain as also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Tell somebody that we got his features. We got his, we like him because we are his offspring. This is why your child look like you, because your child is your offspring. This is why they have some of your characteristics, because they are your offspring. But he says, the writer says, here's what he's trying to get over to us. For it is in him. Who's him? God. Jesus Christ. It is in him we what? Live. For in him we live. And what? Move. Now, here's the best way I can explain that. Y'all just bear with me for a second. I'm good. Y'all see this coat? I took that coat off, I threw it on the floor. Is that coat doing anything? Why? Because I ain't in it. I thought y'all was going to shout right there. That coat is just laying right there and bothering Brother Richard really bad because I threw it off. He won't come get it so bad. That coat got sleeves, a back. But if I lay that coat right there and I leave here and come back tomorrow, where's that coat gonna be? If don't nobody else touch it, that coat gonna be right there. If I come back 30 days from now and that nobody touch, where that coat gonna be at? Right here. Because why? The coat doesn't have the ability to do nothing until I get in it. Now once I get in it, then the coat says, in him I live. And in him I move. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now the coach says, now I have identity because now I'm on him, so now I have purpose. But it's all done where? So if you over here just laying on the side trying to do things your own way and trying to figure out things, how you're going to do it, you at the house trying to figure out how you're going to do this, and if you ain't choosing to do it in him, and if you ain't moving by, then you just like that coat laying right there. And you want to tell me, I don't know why I ain't moving. Don't seem like I ain't getting nowhere in life. Seem like I'm taking one step forward and five steps backwards. Seem like ain't nothing working for me. Does it sound like I'm talking to somebody right now? Seem like everybody else getting something, I ain't getting nothing. It's because you're trying to do stuff not in. And you're making moves that ain't by. And when you don't live by him and don't move by him, then you can't take on his nature. And so, thank you, Evangelist Darwin, he said, so you need to understand, the suit don't look good until I put it on. Woo! Y'all didn't hear what I said. So you got to understand that the real value is in you. Because if you take a golf club and put it in my hands, somebody's window gonna get knocked out. That golf club is not valuable. You take that same golf club and put it in Tiger Woods' hand, that is a multi-million dollar golf club. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's you gotta understand, it's who you doing it through. And for many of us to understand that if for us to walk by faith and not by sight, we got to make sure that it is in him that we live. It's in him that we move. and he is our very being. Look, if we are going to live on top of the world, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to take on the nature of Jesus Christ. Why? We are his what? Offsprings. Now, I know you look at your children, you keep saying, I don't know where they get that from, but I can tell you, we know where it came from. They're your offsprings. There might be some of us that might not want to identify with some of the way our kids are acting because you'd be like, but they are offspring, so they do what we do. If they got a bad attitude, I don't know what's wrong. They just throw something every time they get mad. Well, have mercy. They don't never shut up. They talk all the time. They're your offspring. Hello? They're your offspring. I know we don't want to admit to that right now, but don't worry about it. You your parents' offspring. So it's been passed down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you got to understand that, guess what? If we're going to live on top of the world, listen, we got to do it through him. Tell somebody, do it through him. The decisions you made this week, did you make it through him? Was it a him decision or was it a your decision? Because, watch this, for me to live through him, I got to do things his way. Are you with me? Okay, all right. Now, watch this. If we're going to live on top of the world, and I am, I want you to understand, it starts with your thinking. Put that down, number one, it starts with your thinking. Not your talking, your thinking. Because some of us want to live on top of the world, but we got stinking thinking. If you're trying to bring the manifestations of God to your life, it starts with your thinking. Some of you trying to talk your way through it. No, you got it. It starts with your thinking. Because the truth of the matter is, some of us say things that we're not thinking. I know you're going around talking about, I just say what's on my mind. There's some stuff you say and you ain't think about it. Because if you'd have thought about it, you wouldn't have said it. Amen. So it starts with your thinking. Tell somebody, it starts with your thinking. Now, you got to start, watch this. You're going to have to start right here today. You're going to have to start thinking different. Matter of fact, I don't want to say different. That was, because to say, to think different is just to move from one bad act to another bad act. That's different. I don't want you to think different. I want you to think higher. Tell somebody, we got to start thinking higher. Oh, man. Okay. I hope y'all with me. So to think higher, watch this, is you're going to raise your level of thinking. So guess what? When you start thinking higher, then you're going to start processing and looking at things from a higher standard. All right? Here's what I mean when I say think higher. I want you to go somewhere you ain't never been. And I'm not talking about a vacation. I'm actually talking about in your life. Now, if you want to take this for a vacation, praise the Lord, you can do that too. But to live on top of the world and to change your thinking, you can't keep going to the same places. You can't keep having the same attitude. You can't keep having the same outlook on stuff. You got to start thinking higher. I need somebody to look at the neighbor and say, you got to start thinking higher. You're going to have to get out of walking in the store, amen, and go shopping and have a panic attack. Oh, my God. Oh, did you see the prices go up? Bad. I'm in the wrong church. Okay. I got to clap right there. Praise the Lord. You've been in the store 2 hours looking for a deal. Only to save $3. I'm in the wrong church. Come on. You got to sell somebody. You got to start thinking higher. I'm going to prove it to you in the book. Tell somebody, change your thinking. Am I in the right place? How are you going to live on top of the world with low thinking? Well, See, I got to show you this. I tell you, I got so much stuff here. I got so many notes. I got so much. Y'all remember the story with David over in 1 Samuel. When David walked up on the army and they were all sitting there scared, David said, "What's going on?" And they says, "Well, we can't find nobody to go out here and fight Goliath." And David says, "What? You mean this uncircumcised giant?" Now, in history, we studied, David was 17 years old. He says, "I'll go fight it." David walks out to Goliath. Watch this. He walks out to the Goliath, and he tells Goliath, this is what David tells Goliath. He says, "Man, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off, and then I'm going to take your head and feed it to the buzzards." He said, "The fowl of the air." 17 years old. Then this is the part you can't miss. Then he did this. The Goliath standing there laughing, and then he looked around Goliath, move, and then I'm going to kill the whole army you got behind you. How in the world is one 17-year-old boy going to kill a giant and the whole army? Because he was thinking higher. You're not going to kill Goliath with low thinking. You ain't going to kill Goliath tomorrow. I hope so. I don't know. I'm going to try. No, that ain't going to kill Goliath. That's going to get you killed. But he was able, watch this. And then when he went out there, Goliath fell. He took Goliath's sword, cut his head off, and did exactly what he said. And guess what? The people was amazed. Then he was like, "No, I ain't finished." He says, "Now I'm going to get his brothers. I'm going to go kill the rest." And they took off running. One person, one 17-year-old boy killed a giant with a sword and the army. One person. How was he able to do it? His thinking. Many of you are taking on your giants and you're defeated before you started. With low thinking. And you walk in there tomorrow, "Well, I'm going to try it. Y'all ever do? I'm going to try it. And if it don't work, then at least I can say I tried it." Low thinking. Tell somebody, think higher. Because when you think higher, you'll start acting higher. It starts with your thinking. Don't start with you run around here shouting hallelujah. Oh, because some of the stuff you shouting out, you don't believe it. You just saying it because it's in the scripture. You quoting it. You ain't believing it. Because you'll quote it, then walk right back out there and do something different. You're talking about, I trust God. Some of you are going to leave here, and you're going to quote Acts 17:28. Says, "For in him I live, and I move, and he's our being." And then something going to hit you next week, and you'll be talking about, "I don't know what we're going to do." "I guess I got to get some extra hours at work. I got to do." Pastor Tom wants to come to church. "I can't come to church. I got to work." Hello? You're going to lose, but you'll quote it. But you don't believe it. But the just shall live by and not by. Now, I got to get to this. Sister Jean, can you help me? I had to. So Kirby, you be on standby because you're my second ups. We don't have a towel. I need the blindfold, jeans. I need the blindfold. We ain't got something. Somebody give me some. Okay, just Evangelist Barbara, can you just remove a glass? Just put this over her eyes so she can't see. Give her something. I don't want her to see. Jean, you trust me, don't you? You trust me? You trust me? Okay. All right. Y'all trust me? Oh, Lord. You can't see, right? This is how God wants us to be. Take some. Throw some of the chairs down on the floor. Yeah, throw some chairs down on the floor. Y'all get some chairs. Just throw them down the floor. Just throw them down the floor. Yeah, there you go. That good. Put something over here. Yeah, give me one more. Give me one more. Good. All right. Gene, you can't see, right? All right, you can't see. You trust me? Y'all looking. I'm the just shall live by and not by. Now somebody pull up Hebrews chapter 11. I'm gonna get y'all to get that. Because we want. Now faith is the substance of the things what? But the evidence of. Now Jean wanna hope to get to Kirby. I almost believe that she trusts me, but she trusts me even more because she know Kirby out there. And he ain't gonna let her bump into that. But how does faith come? By what? Not singing. So if you're trying to build your faith, what you looking at? You about to open up your ears. You're trying to increase your faith through your sight. Well, if I see it, I can believe it. No, that ain't how you increase faith. Faith is not increased by sight. Faith is increased by hearing. Now, faith comes by. So, Gene, we're gonna walk you over there to Kirby, okay? Now, you got to listen to me. Can you see? Oh. Do you know where you're standing at? He where point the way he at? So y'all notice, faith can't point to it. Y'all ain't helping me preach this day. Faith can't point to it because faith can't see it. You see how she pointing, he ain't even where she pointing. And you're trying to point to your destination. You can't point to it because faith can't see it. And the only hope you got to get to it is to hear it. And this is why the enemy is not trying to blindfold you. He's trying to distract you through hearing. He don't care if you see. He want to get your ears. That's why he sets you in church beside people that's going to talk the whole time the preacher talking. That's why he want to mess up your hearing. So, Gene, what I want you to do is I want you to turn to the right. Turn right. Stop. Walk forward. Now see, this is a good point. This is a good point. I like this. Because this is what we do. We hear the instruction, and then we start questioning it. Like she said, right? Forward. Now, I got to ask you, Gene, since you helping me prove, why are you questioning it? You just said, will you trust me? Go ahead, help us preach. Woo! Are y'all hearing this today? Y'all should be clapping because this is us. Lord, I thought I was somewhere else. And you're telling me to turn? See, that's why we talked about, that's why I told y'all you should have been here Wednesday. We talked about that FPS. Not the GPS is the global positioning system. But when we walk by, and not by, we have not a GPS, we have a FPS, which is a faith positioning system. Whew. So, you still trust me? Okay. I want you to turn to the left just a little bit. Get you straight, just a little bit. Good, right there. Take three steps forward. Yeah. You nervous? You're good. Why are you good? Okay, I'm lost there, Coach. Now, let me ask you a question. Would it be easy if Kirby was doing the talking? That might be a marriage counseling session right there. I tried to help you, Kirby, my bad. I thought she was going to say yes, of course. I didn't know she was. Now, here's the thing. She has to walk by faith. All right. Let's, Antrice, can you help me real quick? Can you come? Come. Help me real quick. Help me real quick. So what I want you to do, Andrew, is I want you to stand on the side of her and just start talking about anything, just in a conversation. Just start, yeah. Now, just keep talking to her. So, Jean, what I need you to do now, keep talking. Don't stop talking. I need you to take two steps forward. Keep talking. All right, so, Mark, I need you to come on, get on the other side, and I need you to start talking to her. So this is how the enemy do us. When we start making some progression, the enemy send people over here to start talking to us about stuff that has nothing to do with our destiny, has nothing to do with our going, where we're going. And so now, I need you, y'all come on and talk real loud to her. So I need you to make four steps forward. Stop. I need you to turn to the right. Turn to the right. I need you to say turn left. Now, walk forward one step. One more step forward. Now, let me tell you what she has to do. She's got to focus on the voice. While she's listening to these voices, and watch this, these voices are friends. These voices are family that said, you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to go to church every week. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got time. You ain't got to do it. I know that your preacher crazy. You ain't got to do all that. You can have you somebody. These are your friends. And they always going to give you different instruction. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Then what your leader is trying to do. So your leader says turn left. They're going to be like, if I was you, I turn right. I ain't going to be turning left. I don't know why he wants you to turn left. It don't make no sense. He ain't turning left. Turn to the left one step. Turn to the left. Then she's trying to figure out, right, stop. One step forward. Another step forward. I want you to turn to the left. One step to the forward. Are they getting on your nerves yet? Are y'all here? Are y'all seeing this? Are you seeing this? Are y'all seeing this? Whitney, can you help me? Can you come help me? Now, because I want you to come. Now, see, they just talking. Now, I want you to come, and I want you to just shake her, put your hands on her, and just try. I want you to try to lead her. But now, you can't go with her. You got to resist it. Come and grab her by the hand. You try to pull her off her path. Because this is how people, you got to try. Now, y'all keep talking. And this is how we're living. This is our life every single day. I got people pulling on me. I got people, y'all ain't helping me. I got people in my ear, and nobody is saying anything that is lining up to what God is telling me. And this is our life. And they're all here trying to stop me from getting to my destination. And here's the problem. I'm sorry. You ain't got no sight. You want to pull that thing off so bad, don't you? You want to pull it off so bad? Because it'll be easy if you could see, wouldn't it? It would be a lot easier if you could see. If I could just see. God, if I could just see. But he said the thing is, if you see, it ain't faith. He said, if you're looking for sight, then I got to get out of it. Because I can't be anything that requires sight. If you want me, he said, it's got to be faith. Gee, I know you got a lot of distractions, but I need you to take another step forward. Y'all ever been like, anybody ever been this way? Y'all say, anybody ever been like this? I need some witnesses here. Anybody ever been like this in life? That they keep talking to you and you got voices and all of a sudden you just say, stop, leave me alone. Are y'all hearing me? But here's what a good God does. Here's what he says. He said, in the time of trouble, I'll make a path for you. I'll come. Y'all missing what I'm saying. See, the thing is, what you've been waiting for God to get you out of the situation. God has said, but if I get you out of the situation, I'll take you off your road. And if I take you off your road, then I have to change your destination. He says, so what I come and do is I move the obstacles. I clear your path. That is what faith does. When you continue to move in the midst of voices, in the move of people pulling on you, faith will clear your path. You don't see it because you never saw the obstacles. Somebody give me James chapter 4. Help me, Holy Ghost. James chapter 4, verse 7. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing that you got to understand. I'm going to help about five of y'all right here, and you got to praise God if this helps you. What you got to understand is that God is not going to allow you to get to your destination with all this stuff still on you. Tell somebody, I got to be liberated. I got to be liberated. I got to be liberated. I got to be set free. I cannot continue to travel with all these distractions. I can't keep traveling with people pulling on me, people all in my ear. Come on, the weight is too heavy. Somebody say, the weight is too heavy. I can't get here with all this craziness going on around me. So I got to help you today, because if you're going to live on top of the world, guess what? You can't take your haters with you. You can't take your enemies with you. You can't take low-thinking people with you. You can't take your issues with you. You can't take your problem. What good is it to get on top of your world and then you got a heart condition? Now you're stressed out. Now you're sick. And now you're on top of your world, but you can't do nothing because you've allowed the issues to wear you out. So what am I going to do? And you got James 4:7? Is that it? So, Gene, can you still hear me? Okay. I like this. This is good to me. Because, you know, if you keep going, you notice how her stumbling blocks ain't got quiet. Because they can't outspeak the voice of God. Y'all ain't said, somebody should have jumped up and shouted right there. Because your haters cannot outspeak the voice of God. Because God's voice is so powerful that it even will quieten your haters. So here it is, Gene. Because I can't get you to where you're going. You start moving, but I can't get you there with all this stuff on you. So James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Now, let me tell you about submitting yourself. God, everything I am, everything I own, everything that I am, now belongs to you. Even me, it's yours. I submit it, it's yours. Because when you submit yourself, therefore, to God, look what the next thing he says. Resist the devil. Now, here's the resistance. She was waiting on that part. She jerked her hands off you, didn't she? Now, let me show y'all what resist the devil means. Let me show what resist the devil means. Can I help about 10 of y'all real quick? Here's what resist the devil means. Resist the devil means to stop right there where you are. Not another step forward, not another step backwards, but stop where you are and address your issues. You got to say, You got to say, whatever is holding you, let me go. Well, you jerk your hands off it. That's a, you got to say, you will no longer have hold of me ever again. You got to tell the voices saying, get out of here. Because when you, watch this. This is how you resist the enemy. You don't submit to him. Every time he try to bring it up, you can be like, nope, I ain't doing it. You can keep that. Well, you know what everybody else doing. I don't care what everybody else doing. That's why they just tell me, you're going to do that. You're going to do that DEI. You for the black people. I sure am. But I ain't doing that. Why? I ain't here. Now watch this. He says, if you resist the devil. Now, here's the other way. Address the devil, but maintain your integrity. Maintain your godly character. Now, she can't turn around and cuss all of them out. But she resisted and she maintained. And what did she say? What did scripture say? What would happen? And they going to get out of here. Yeah, you can go to your seat. He says, they're going to flee from you. The issue is, for the last 6 years, you've been running. We go ahead and sing this old gospel song, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Now, this is the sad part. We tell them, I'm saved, sanctified. How you going to be saved and sanctified and running? That ain't Bible. That's not Bible. That's not Bible. It says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he going to run. I need somebody right now to just announce to every devil in your life, say, I'm about to put you on a run. I'm about to put that devil on a run. I ain't leaving my road. I'm too close. Gene, you too close to Kirby. To let the devil make you run. Come on, take another step forward. Keep stepping. 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 Stop. Now reach your hand, left hand out to the left. You have reached your destination. Y'all ain't, I need somebody to stand up and give God a praise right there. You have reached. And watch this. Yeah. You see how he now taking her blindfold off? Because faith got her there. Listen, it was her being able to hear. Thank you so much, Sister Jean. You did a great job. Y'all give her a hand. Listen. Faith, because she could not, could she see? No way. She couldn't see nothing. So you got to quit looking for it and start listening for it. Because if you can look for it, then it might not be God. You got to start saying, why do you think in Revelations, the first seven churches he talked to, he says, he that have an ear, let him hear. Because the next, to live on top of the world, is not going to come by what you see. It's going to come by what you hear. Is this good? Proverbs, go to Proverbs chapter 23, Proverbs 23 and 7. I'm winding down. But I had y'all to see that. Because we're putting so much emphasis on our sight. No, you can't see it. But you got to still walk by faith. I can't see it, but my faith and my hearing is good. Watch this. Verse 7 says, for as he thinketh, where? In his heart. Guess what? Whatever you're thinking, that's what's going to become. Whatever you're thinking, that's what you attract. You're going to attract whatever you're thinking. You thinking low, that's what you're going to attract. If you think that you're going to be broke all your life, you will be broke all your life. If you think, well, I can't do all that, I ain't got it like that. If that's how you think it, that's how you would be. This is why I said this morning, I says, for those that's going to give $1,000, please stand. We're going to celebrate you. Because I had to release this in the atmosphere to shift your thinking. Because not that you stood up and do it, but now that it's been released in the atmosphere, now guess what? Now because something has been reached out of the atmosphere, now in the spiritual realm, your spirit is trying to align with what it heard. Oh, y'all got to catch what? And immediately you're going to say, one day I'm going to do this. For them high thinkers, that's what you're saying. No, I got to make a way. This is going to happen. Low thinkers, you're like, ain't no way in the world. It will never happen. I ain't going to do it. I ain't even thinking about trying to do it. I'll never have $1,000. I'm going to try to get it to the church. And if I hit $1,000, I sure ain't going to stand up and give it. That's low thinking. And if that's how you're thinking, you'll never do it. And you'll always be saying, oh, it's the devil. No, baby, it ain't the devil. It's your thinking. If you don't ever, he says, for as he thinketh in his heart. So if you think you're sick, you're going to be sick. If you think you're poor, you're going to be, but if you think you're rich, guess what? You're going to start attracting to what you're thinking. That's why I say it starts with what you're thinking. Tell somebody it starts with what you're thinking. And what I need for all of us to do today is says, you know what? If we're going to live on top of the world, if I'm going to bring this manifestation, then I got to change the way I think. Now, let me help you some things that you can do to help change the way you think. Number one, evaluate your surroundings. You know, if you're trying to go on top of the world and you're trying to do something different, you can't hang around people that ain't trying to do nothing. Tell me, but I like them. Okay. But if they ain't trying, I'm serious. You got to start getting people that's on your thinking level. Hello. I'm telling you. And it's not disrespectful. It's not that I don't love people. But guess what? People will restrict your growth if you keep hanging around people that don't think on your level. It'll mess you up, man. That you ever been around somebody? Watch this. You ever been around somebody and they start coughing and all of a sudden you start. Ooh, gee. You ever been around somebody and they yawn and then next thing you be like, don't do that. See, I say it yawning and he starts yawning. See, I'm telling you, it's in the atmosphere. You just say it and it happens. See, I can't make this up. Whenever you say in the atmosphere, guess what? It starts happening. So what if you woke up this morning and says, I'm getting ready to be a millionaire. I'm in the wrong church. I'm in the wrong church. Or you wake up in the morning and says, I'm going to be healed completely. When you say, guess what happens? When you say that, then things got to start shifting and line up. Because why? The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So everything that is happening in your life, you prophesied it. You prophesied it. So some of you are saying, well, I'm gonna be off next Friday because I think my foot gonna be hurting. A week from now? Your foot gonna be hurting a week from now? You're not believing in healing. You ain't believing God gonna heal you. You got enough faith to believe it's gonna be hurting by next Friday. But don't have enough faith that it's gonna be healed by Monday. Come on now. And then you tell me, let's get back to Eden. We're gonna live on top of the world. You gotta change your thinking. Look at somebody beside you and say, your thinking is going to have to change. Gospel Tabernacle, your thinking is going. Now, watch this. People will be able to, remember I told you, you got to evaluate your surroundings. And then the other thing, I got to get you this. It's Proverbs chapter 30. Yeah, Proverbs 30 and 32. Proverbs 30, 32. Is this good? I got 5 minutes. It's good, right? Because remember, tell somebody, evaluate your surroundings. Number two is Proverbs 30, is 30, 32? Okay, we're getting at Proverbs 30, 32. I know I'm working into your back here pretty hard. All right, here's this. Proverbs 30, 32, this Bible. He says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, guilty. I'm the only one guilty. You ain't did no foolish stuff in your life. He said, if thou have done some foolishly in lifting thyself up, or if thou hast thought evil, guilty again. Because I done thought some evil stuff since I've been saved. He says, or if thou have thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy mouth. Some of y'all need to walk around and go. This Bible I'm talking about. Am I reading the Bible? Y'all reading this Bible with me? He says, watch this. I'm talking about living on top of the world. I'm talking about how you're going. You got to evaluate your surroundings and then cover what you're going to say. And when somebody going to say something to you today and it's going to hit you wrong, you just got to do that. Go, mm-mm, 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 no. They're gonna say, what you gotta say? No. Why he telling you to cover up your mouth? Because once it comes out of your mouth, then things in the atmosphere start aligning up with what you said. So if you say something crazy, then stuff in the atmosphere start aligning. So somebody just put your hands on your mouth. Say, mm-mm, mm-mm. I can't let that come out. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Next time your spouse get on your nerves, some of you might have to take both hands. They might grab your whole arm. No. Them kids gonna get on your nerves. You gonna have to say, because if you let it come out of your mouth, it manifests. This is what the Lord is telling. He says, Kale, he says, you got to let them know. You got to let them know. You got to let them know that if they got to walk by faith, they got to surround themselves with right people. They got to think different. And they can't just let everything come out of their mouth. I got to say this. Watch this. Thank you, Lord. I want to catch this. Saying I'm sorry is not repentance. I want to say that one more time. Saying I'm sorry is not repentance. Repentance is change. You didn't say sorry to the same thing 5 times. That's an apology, but you ain't turned nothing. You still do. Okay, I feel the tension rising. So I'm sorry doesn't fix it. So you got to understand that you repent means to turn from it. I ain't doing that no more. I'm sorry saying you got me. You got me. I did it. But it doesn't acknowledge the turn. That's why people can say I'm sorry and then go back and do the same thing. Because they never turn from it. Repentance is a change of heart. Hello? I'm sorry is apologizing for the moment. Boy, it's real quiet now. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting thyself up, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon your mouth. don't let it come out your mouth. Now watch this, because whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to get an account for it. And some of us right now are dealing with some stuff right now that came out of our mouth last year. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Because your words will manifest. This is manifest. This is the month of manifestation. Your words will manifest. So you got to go ahead and start speaking those things that be not as though they were. You got to start saying, I'm going to be a millionaire this year. Remember I told you, you got to start going to some places you ain't never been. You got to start saying, you know what? My prayer life going to increase. My walk with God is going to increase. My studies is going to increase. My thought, somebody said, think higher. I'm going to start thinking higher. You know, you got to start speaking those things. You got to start saying those things. Matthew chapter 12. Man, it's just too much. It's too much. Yes, it will be. Yeah, part two got to come. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 and 35, and I'm going to end right there. Yep, yep. Is this good? How many of y'all ready to live on top of the world? I'm telling you. Watch this. That's it. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Okay? You can't be nice and nasty. No, I'm nice, nasty. No, baby. If you nice, nasty, you just nasty. Ain't no nice, nasty. No, you tell me. Somebody asked you, are you mean depending on who it is? No, you mean. Ain't no depending, nothing. Depending on what it is. No, you mean, straight up. He says, oh, generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak what? For out of the abundance of the what? What happens to the mouth? You're speaking wrong words because you got a heart issue. You got a heart issue. Tell me, no, I just don't like her. No, you got a heart issue. He get on my nerve. You got a heart issue. Come on, y'all. We got heart issues. Do I need to go back to Acts 17:28? In him we live. In him we move. You got to get this thing out of your heart. Verse 35. And a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringing forth what? Good things. So I told you, you can't be nice and nasty. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bring forth. So what is this saying? I have the right to evaluate you based on the fruit that you're bearing. Hello? You saved, sanctified, you love the Lord? Yeah. And you doing, huh? What? See, your position in church doesn't sanctify you. Your title don't do nothing for you. I'm Reverend Dr. So-and-so. And? What does that mean? Okay? You just a Reverend Dr. So-and-so that need to be saved. Your title didn't save you. Acts 17:28. For in him we what? Live and we move, and he is our being. Because the just shall live by what? And not by. Y'all remember that. So this week, you're going to have to make some faith moves. You're going to have to make some faith moves. Faith moves is not going to require sight. Because I'm going to tell you right now, let's go back to that $1,000. You can't wait till you get it. I know somebody said, well, how am I going to get it if I ain't got it? Faith. Watch this. Faith will make you make adjustments. Hello. Faith will say, you know what? You don't have that $1,000 in your bank account. Amen. But what you're going to do is you're going to sacrifice from going out to eat. You ain't going to buy no chips, no drinks. I'm in the wrong church. I ain't going to go shopping. I ain't going to buy no clothes. I ain't going to do nothing until I got my $1,000. Faith will make you make adjustments. See, the thing is, you're trying to have faith with no adjustments. No, that's pop luck. You're just waiting on something to happen good. Okay? And the just shall live by faith. I got into Faith Walkers. Y'all enjoy that today. Come on, clap your hands. Now I know this is going to take some time to soak in. Because hearing it right now, you're just like, man. But you know, do like everybody does after eating a good meal. Wash it down with something to drink. So when you read this word, let it be water to you. And let it just soak it on down. Now, here's the thing. Maybe you don't want to live on top of the world. Maybe you like staying at the bottom. Maybe you want to say, you know what? I like it being down here at the bottom. Okay. I mean, praise the Lord. That's your level of comfortable. But I have decreed and declared by the end of 2025, I'll put some things in the atmosphere. And I'm believing God that it's going to happen. Amen. I believe that by the end of 2025, this is what the Bible says. I'm only going to speak the word. He says, we shall be the lender and not the borrower. Man, I read that thing. And he says, Kale, you should be the lender and not the borrower. I said, God, what are you saying? He said, what I said, you are the lender and not the borrower. And I said, God, in order for me to be the lender and not the borrower, then I got to bypass the bank. He said, that's what I said. So God, the next house I want, I ain't got to go to the bank. He said, you shall be the lender and not the borrower. I said, God, what, God? So you mean to tell me I'm going to pay cash for this car? He said, you shall be the lender and not the borrower. But see, sometimes the problem is we can't think on that level. We'll be like, no, they ain't. That's for them. I heard people say, they ain't gonna let black folk get like it. Man, look, I'm from the kingdom. Kingdom ain't got no color. Kingdom ain't got no color. I'm telling you, he told me that he'll bless me going in and bless me coming out. And I'm crazy enough to believe it.
Hold on, you are tuned in. Word is so real, tell a friend. Trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone.